The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life.
Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing and educating you on sound strategies and techniques, as well as practical money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman, and my partner is Mike Bonaccorso. What's going on, Michael?
Not much, Doug. How you been? How's things?
Everything's good. Did you have a nice 4th of July?
Yes, everything was great. Thank you.
Good. Glad to hear that. We did as well. And hard to believe, though, Mike, that here we are. We're talking the 4th of July is now in the rearview mirror, buddy.
Sure. Yeah. Yep.
Unbelievable. I mean, I know we talk about this all the time, how quick, time just seems like it's flying by right now. But 4th of July in the rearview mirror already? Come on.
Yeah, well, there's still a lot of summer left, so let's not push it. But it's just, it's just crazy how quick time goes by. And I think more importantly, for our listeners, is June 30th went by. Okay, and that's the half year mark, for a lot of things financially, right? That take place, and to think we already put a half a year in the books is kind of crazy.
It really is, Mike. And you want to know something? It's been a pretty good first half of the year.
Sure. Yep.
But the interesting thing is, there's been a lot of volatility, during that time frame. But would you wrap it up and say I'll take it right now, if it was the end of the year rather than the end of the second quarter?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But you just made me think a little bit here when you were saying, although it's been a good first half of the year, it's been a lot of volatility.
Yeah.
And that almost seems, talk about the rearview mirror, that seems like it's been ancient times ago, if you will. And kind of crazy, right? I mean, I'm not really prepared to do it right here because I don't remember everything. Because like you said, we're grinding forward. But there's been quite a bit that took place in the first half of the year, and everything from volatility and the market shooting up and the market coming down and to get to where we are today. It is crazy when you think about it.
It really is. And I don't think that volatility is going to cease in the second half of the year here. I really don't think that it's going to. There's too many variables going on right now that can cause volatility. Now, again, please don't misunderstand Mike and I saying volatility for meaning that there's going to be downward pressure on the market. I just think that it's not going to be surprising to see swings in the market here going forwards because there's so many different things, right, Mike? We're already starting into the, the debates for the primaries, for the elections, right? That'll add something to it. We've got the geopolitical issues going on with tariffs all around the world and all that kind of stuff going on. So there's so many different potential things out there that could lead to some volatility here that I'm not going to be surprised by any of it.
Yeah, and I think, though, Doug, I think you kind of alluded to it, but the key thing here, folks, is volatility doesn't necessarily mean down or bad.
Well, but what volatility does potentially mean is you can go down for a period of time,
right?
But
it doesn't mean also go up, high spike right. up, high spike down, just moving, like all over the map here. I think a lot of times people take volatility as really like a terrible thing. It's something that needs to be dealt with.
Well, that's a good point, Mike. And we know, historically speaking, from our experience of being in this business for so long, since the early 1990s, right? We're, the truth of the matter is we're cagey veterans now in this business, right? Yep. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And volatility usually is when we've seen people make mistakes, knee-jerk reaction kind of stuff going on out there, you know, Mike? In both directions, by the way. You can get upward volatility and somebody make a knee-jerk reaction to say, oh, this is going to continue upward. I'm getting in, you know, or making a change to my investment strategy. Or the same thing could happen on the downside. I'm getting out, or I'm making a change to my investment strategy, when maybe and probably neither of those two things was the right thing to do.
Right. And, you know, Doug, that's where, you know, again, I'm going to kind of say, talk about us a little bit and our planning and how we plan and how our approach to folks, you know, how they should deal with their situation, whether it be their retirement funds or, you know, in retirement, their income or whatever the situation dictates is, you know, we try to get you off of that roller coaster if we could, you know what I'm saying? Where volatility is jarring to you or, you know, like, hey, this happened. It's, you know, the market's down. Like, I need to panic. And we try to get you out of that. Right. And that's something that we work really hard at. And, you know, Doug, you said, oh, I think it's going to be volatile the rest of the year. Well, I'm going to go one further. I think it's going to be volatile forever. I think volatility has been here now for how many years?
We've seen
volatility.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, and it's the nature of the market over long term.
Right. And I think it's the nature of the news cycles. I think even things that maybe weren't a big thing years ago now is like whatever they need to talk about a problem every day. Mm-hmm. I think we live in that society. Right. And so I think volatility is something that's going to be on the table, like you said, for the rest of this year. But I think it's how do you handle it is really the key. And I think how do you handle it in your financial plan now and in the future is really key.
Good point. The reality of the situation is that the speed at which information flies at us right now, I'm going to say back in the day, right, before we had the internet and 7 bazillion different news channels and, you know, everything flying at you at lightning speed, you'd find out about information over time. And over a period of time, let's just say it was negative information, over a period of time, as the information got disseminated out, it could have a slower effect, a slower reaction in the markets. But now that things come out instantaneously, you get instantaneous impacts in the market. So very well said by you, Mike, in that you have to be prepared for this and emotionally on the other side. But there is a big but that comes along with this. It can also beat you into complacency.
Yeah.
In that it's happening so much, you could just completely ignore it. And maybe sometimes the right thing to do is ignore it. Maybe. Based on your circumstance. But maybe sometimes it's not the right thing to do it and ignore it. And that's where, you know, you can get people can get into a rub and miss, you know, something here.
Well, you know, Doug, again, I'm going to say it, you're 100% right. But I think that's where what we talk about week in and week out is having a plan, putting a plan that's appropriate for you, not for your neighbor, not for your coworker, for your financial house, if you will. I think that helps you to kind of not have to worry about it, but also not also be complacent.
Right.
You kind of cover both sides of the road there. And I think that's why it's key is what do you do? How do you handle it? And we talk about the first 6 months of the year. If you went through the volatility, there was times I'm sure you could certainly have panicked and been like, wow,
sure.
Is this, you know, going to be the big crash year? And there's also times you're not as good as you look. Okay. So I think the planning is really key. I know we talk about it all the time. It's, you know, but it is. I mean, can you come up with a better idea, but putting a plan in place for your financial future?
Well, Mike, what people need to do is you need to remember to separate the what I'm going to call the white noise, the stuff from your situation, from your making appropriate decisions, I guess you should say. Because now, like even with social media, right, somebody who you may think is a respectable person come out and have a negative opinion about something, then they could be completely wrong about it. And you can let it influence you into making bad decisions. So you have to be able to know and have the ability to disseminate and say, wait a second, that's just that person's opinion, you know, out there. And that doesn't necessarily mean that it has something to do with my overall situation. And what I suggest at that point in time is that you turn to your advisor with the question. Pick up the phone and call the advisor and say, hey, I heard this. Does this make sense to you? And does it have, or do you believe that it'll have an impact on, you know, what we're trying to do together, what we're trying to accomplish, rather than just get in an uproar about, you know, what you see, because it may have nothing to do with you, or it very could well be highly inaccurate.
Well, again, Doug, that's also too, let's boil it down into financial products, if you will, or financial tools. All the time, we've said it. We've said it forever. What may be great for me may be terrible for your family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And, you know, like, and so when you hear somebody say, I would never do this, or you should absolutely need to do this, I always say beware.
Yeah, and you know, Mike, we've spoken many times about when the television, financial television news channel does the biggest disservice in the world that I think that they could do to people is that they split the screen in half and they put on one side of the screen somebody who thinks that the market's going to go up, you know, to infinity, and then on the other side of the screen they put somebody who thinks that the market's going to go down to zero, and they let them discuss it and battle it out. And both of them are very eloquent speakers, and their opinions are, you know, they're convicted to their opinions. So you sit there and you watch this and you're like, all right, well, where should I be on this thing? And you know where I think you should live? In that line going right down the middle of the screen right there.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, that's there's no other way to say it. And, you know, I think the thing here, Doug, when we talk about whether it be the news media or whatever shows, they're in the business to sell, right? They're in the business to get people to watch their programs, to sell their programs, if you will. And they're always going to put stuff on there that tries to get you, you know, interested or put an interesting thing on or get you to kind of sway or whatever. And I think, you know, you got to just bear down. What's your financial situation? What's best for you? We even talk about, Doug, like at work, right? There's always somebody that's kind of like the know-it-all. You need to do this or you should do that. But that person doesn't know everything about your financial situation.
Right.
You know, and so we try to avoid that and we try to get you to think. And, you know, Doug, what's the message here at the halfway point of the year?
Okay. In my opinion, it's let's make sure we're taking a practical approach to your situation. Let's make sure we're paying attention to what's going on. And now is probably, you're halfway through the year, it's a great time to review your overall plan and see if it's doing what it's supposed to be doing and see if it's leading you in the direction that you would like for it to lead you in. That's where I think that we are today, and I think that's the right move for everybody listening to this show right now.
Sure. Absolutely. How does it apply to your situation?
You know, and then once you take it from there, and you know, as if you're a regular listener to the show, you'll know that Mike and I offer complimentary consultations with no obligation to the listeners of the program, and you're welcome to have one. And if you're a new listener, well, you know, pay attention to the rest of the show and maybe take advantage of the opportunity to come in and sit down with us. And we have offices, you know, throughout the New Jersey and New York area, so we make it real easy to meet with people. And we also have, you know, an old school philosophy in our town, in our office here, and that's, we'll sit down with you in your home and you know, have in the comfort of your own home. We're like the old school doctor. We'll make a house call, we'll throw it in a briefcase and come on down. We don't mind. So take advantage of that. And to do that, you pick up the phone and you give a call, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Call and leave your name and your telephone number, and we'll give you a call, and we'll schedule a time to get together when it's mutually convenient and see if we can get you going in the right direction. So, Michael, now we're going to hop to a break, and when we come back, we've got a lot of great stuff to talk to you guys about. I think really interesting stuff that you're going to want to stay tuned in and listen to. So we will be right back, folks.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
Is retirement on your mind? Do you wonder if you have enough money? Do you have multiple retirement accounts that aren't coordinated? If you answered yes to any of these questions, here's great news. Wealth Management Group and the hosts of Your Financial Future, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso, would like to offer you a complimentary consultation with no obligation to help you get organized and see if you're on track. By using modern-day technology combined with decades of experience, Wealth Management Group can help assess your retirement readiness. With offices and meeting facilities throughout the area and their house call option, it's never been easier. Just call now, 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410 to schedule your complimentary consultation now. You owe it to yourself to know. 732-340-1410. Securities and investment advisory services, including financial planning services, are offered through Securian Financial Services, Inc., a broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is separately owned and operated. Doug and Mike are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show, and glad you're investing some of your weekend here with us. And, Michael, what I want to talk about here during this segment of the show is one of the hot second half of the year topics, it feels like. You know, this always comes to roost during the second half of the year because as the year starts to wind down, people have an obligation that they need to meet in many circumstances. Once they've reached the golden age of 70 and a half years old. And what might that obligation be, Michael?
Well, you have to take your required minimum distribution. And, you know, it's interesting, Doug, is you bringing up this topic for the second half of the year. This is a deadline-driven requirement, right? Out of a lot of things that you're allowed to procrastinate in the financial world and not, you know, that we're always beating people up and stop procrastinating and get after it. Well, this is one that has a very hard deadline attached to it.
Yeah.
And it's very appropriate that you bring it up as we start the second half of the year, because I know, you know, once we get down into that final quarter, you got people really scrambling.
Yes. So the required minimal distribution from your traditional IRAs is, you know, basically how it works is this, is when you're 70 and a half years old, the government wants you to start to take money out of these accounts that have grown tax deferred, right? Because deferred means you're just putting something off to a different date. And they want you to start to take money out of these tax deferred accounts so that, in my theory, if you want to know why, they want their tax money. They let you defer it long enough and they want you to start taking money out because they want to start to generate some tax revenue dollars off of it. So they came up with this. Listen, in their infinite wisdom, 70 and a half. Like, why not 70? Why not 71? 70 and a half. Right? You got to start to take money out.
Yeah, you got me thinking about that because I'm thinking 70 and a half. People are living a lot older now. So was that meant when people weren't living older, should the age be adjusted?
Why a half a year?
But, you know, even growth of the market over the years change. You know what I'm saying? So a lot's been changed. But nonetheless, 70 and a half it is. So we have to live by it and we have to do something about it.
Yeah, we really do. Now, it's important, Mike, that people understand that the IRS takes these distributions pretty seriously. And, you know, they're pretty hefty tax penalties if you don't take the proper amount of money out there. Of the, you know, that they want you to take out, and there's a table that they follow, that they give, you know, professionals and the individuals, regular people out there, you know, on how to figure out how much money needs to come out. Now, the thing about these tables is they're confusing for people, and they're hard for people to understand and to figure out how to do the math
you know, if they try to follow the required minimal distribution table on their own.
Yes. And that's where people, when it comes to this, that's where people falter, right? They don't know how much to take out because they don't understand the calculation or how to do it. And the other one, Doug, they get messed up is the, you know, what I call the aggregate rule. You know what I'm saying? Where all the IRS is saying you can have 10 different IRAs. You have to take out one sum of money. You know, whatever that pot is, you have to get, you know, whatever that, if it's the 10 pot.
Mike, give an example. Be a little more specific. Yeah. Break it down to three IRAs.
I have three IRAs, $33,000 a piece, call it $100,000 total. Everybody follow me. IRS says you have to take out a required minimum distribution based on the grand total of $100,000.
So let's just make up a number, and let's say your RMD for the year you're talking about is $3,500.
Correct, $3,500. I could take it right out of one account. I do not have to take, you know, out of each account the equivalence to what the account value was. So the IRS doesn't care. Just get it done, okay?
Yep.
Know what your total is. Use that calculation. You're going to get a number. Take it from somewhere. We really don't care. A lot of people don't know that. Because you know why, Doug? It's a good thing, bad thing. If you have three IRAs, you're going to get probably three reminders in the mail saying you turned 70 and a half. You need to do something with this account.
Right.
And that's what most people come running in and they stick under our nose. It'll say, here, I got this or something like that. Or the bank just sent me this notification. I have an IRA at a bank, what have you. But at the end of the day, it's one number.
Yeah. And you're right, Michael. And for people, it does get confusing because that's a common question we'll get from people who aren't our clients already.
Yeah.
They'll say, yeah, can you help me? I got to figure out this required minimal distribution, but I've got an account at XYZ firm, an account at ABC firm, and, you know, I've got this other account over there in 123 firm, and, you know, I need to figure out, you know, I got to take it out of each account, right? And I'm like, no, you don't have to take it out of each account. Just take the amount that you have to take when you add up the value of all your accounts. And then you figure out how much you got to take and then take it and decide where you want to take it from.
Right. And you know, Doug, for people that come to us and they weren't our clients and they come in and they're new and sometimes they'll show us here. I've taken it from here, from here, from here, from here. A lot of paperwork.
A lot of paperwork. And to me, you know, that's a case for, you know, aggregating your IRAs under one roof. You know, it really, really is.
And Doug, another thing is people take out more than they should. Because sometimes they're taking out money out of a certain account to live, okay? And it's more, you know, make believe they have to take out $2,000.
Great point.
They're taking out $6,000 a year out of that account, but then they'll still go to their other IRAs and take a withdrawal because they think they have to. So in essence, they're paying more tax than they should.
Yeah, so folks, to be specific in what Mike is speaking about there is that sometimes we see people taking, you know, a fixed dollar amount out of, you know, a certain IRA every month to, you know, supplement their living, to live off of. But when you look at the amount that they're taking out of that one account, that may satisfy or exceed your aggregate retired minimal distribution. But we've seen it happen over time where people forget that they took that amount out and it exceeds it because they got a letter in the mail from the other IRA company because they don't know what you're doing. IRA 123 doesn't know what you're doing with IRA XYZ. So if you're taking money out of XYZ, 123 is going to send you a letter in the mail and say, hey, you've got to take money out of this account because you're 70 and a half years old, but you may already be satisfying your required minimal distribution. So you're right. Yeah. Spot on. We've seen it happen.
Sure. So I think those are, you know, between the calculation and the distribution process, I think those are the two real big curveballs that people kind of get tricked up on.
Yeah. You know, Mike, is another common misconception that people have out there that we hear on a regular basis that many people understand that they have to take money out at 70 and a half years old. But a lot of people, unfortunately, are under the misconception that that is a tax-free withdrawal because you haven't paid tax on it. We've heard it countless times where it's like, yeah, but I don't have to pay tax on that money that comes out. And you're like, no, there's a tax liability on the money that comes out. And you're like, well, I thought, you know, this money was growing for retirement. I thought that's why we put it away. And like, well, it grew, if it's just a traditional IRA, you know, it grew on a tax-deferred basis. You got to pay tax on it. Now, if it's a Roth IRA, different ball game. There's no required minimal distributions on Roth IRAs. So you don't even have to worry about that. And then money you take out of there is probably not subject to ordinary income tax. Now, you know, you got to
consult your accountant or your tax advisor on this, but that's the gist of it.
Yeah. And, you know, Doug, the bottom line, though, is 70.5 is a biggie. There's work that needs to be done. I'm going to say there's planning that needs to be done with it. Right, Doug? Because, you know, again, if you do have multiple accounts and you don't need to take it out of every account, what do you do? Then where do you turn to? OK, where do you take it from? Some people think, well, I'll take it from the account that has the most money in it.
Right.
That may not necessarily be right.
Yeah. And you know what else you got to watch, too, when you start getting the whole bunch of different accounts is you're paying custodial fees, you know, at many different institutions. And, listen, it may be $50, but, you know, 50 here, 50 there, 50 here, 50 there. You know, next thing you know, you're paying a couple $100 a year in custodial fees that maybe you could consolidate it or consider consolidating it and reduce your fees. I don't know. It depends on your situation and your circumstance, but that's something that I think is worth looking at.
Sure, because the problem is that people generally put money into IRAs based upon IRA contributions.
Yeah.
So how many people are sitting there right now, and they'll agree with me, they have multiple accounts with 5,000, 6,000, 12,000, you know, like just because the accountant said, oh, go put 5,000 into the IRA, go put 6,000 into the IRA. And that's how these accounts got, generated.
Hey, Mike, you know, we've got a great piece that we can share with our listeners out here. We'd be happy to mail this out to you guys. It's a two pager. And it really summarizes your traditional IRA required minimal distributions. And I think it's a really, really good piece that we'd like to send out to you. So if you'd like to have a copy of this, if you're getting into the age of having to take a required minimal distribution, or you know somebody who is, or you're curious, whatever, you know, give us a buzz at 855-262-3722. Pick up the phone. That's 855-262-3722. We'd be happy to drop this piece in the mail to you. You know, you could take it and take a look at it. And one of the things that I like about this piece, Mike, is it also includes what happens if the IRA owner has passed away. What are the required distributions beyond the owner's lifetime? Because the account could be still in the IRA owner's name and not distributed to the beneficiaries yet. And that account still has a required minimal distribution due on it.
Sure. And there's spousal, and there's a non-spousal right at death. And,
yep.
That's a whole different subject in itself.
Well, it is. But, you know, it's again, there are required minimal distributions. There could be, let me correct myself, there could be required minimal distribution requirements on you inheriting an IRA if you got it from, you know, not a spouse, and you may have to, or if there was a, you know, an age disparity between significant age disparity, you could have different rules and regulations that you face. So you want to make sure that you have it all under control, because I have certainly met people over the years. I mean, we've been at this since 1991. I've met people over the year who haven't taken their distributions out of their inherited IRA accounts because nobody explained to them ever that they needed to do that.
Yeah, I don't mean to laugh, but yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And then when the IRS steps in with that tax penalty, when they find out about it, it's pretty hefty. So it's something that you really want to pay attention to. And it can be overwhelming and it can be complex, but we've got a good piece here to help simplify it a little bit for you. So if you'd like to have it, you know, pick up the phone, give a call, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Say, hey guys, could you send me out a copy of that required minimal distribution piece you were talking about on the air? And we'd be happy to get it out to you, as well as any other piece that you've heard us, you know, speak about, you know, over time. We'd be happy to send it out to you. Go ahead. You got the grin.
No. I'm listening to you, bud.
All right. So anything you want to add?
No. Great piece.
Yeah. I encourage everybody to, call and, you know, let us drop this in the mail to you and you get a copy of it. All right. We're going to hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no-cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show. Glad you're investing some of your time here with us this weekend. And, you know, Mike and I come out here on a weekly basis, and we try to educate you and teach you a little bit and give you some pearls of wisdom, if you will, or some golden nuggets to go ahead and start thinking about your money maybe differently than you previously thought about your money, or, you know, looking for different avenues or ideas. And that's what we want to do when we come out here. And if we can get you thinking a little bit, we think that we can help push you in the right direction to taking some action, because inactivity in many, many cases is a very bad thing.
Sure. And, that's the whole idea of it, Doug, is get you to think, get you motivated, get you to take some action. So, Doug, what's been going on, right?
A lot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
A lot's been going on. A lot of conversations with people, a lot of stuff happening out there. And, why don't you kick it off?
Yeah, sure. And, Doug, it's interesting, like you're saying, there's been a lot of conversations and we have quite a few appointments booked. We're seeing quite a few people. And, I almost feel like when we do this segment, I should have one thing, one topic to kind of like sink your teeth into. But I really don't. I got like a whole bowl full of different little things. And one of them was I'll go through it. Just sat down with a couple today and wanted to come by, and what we went through was just verifying the income, because the husband's going to retire in the pretty near future, towards the end of the year, and wanted to just verify the income. And we had the spouse turning 70 and a half. Okay, so pretty appropriate that we were talking about it, required minimum distribution, all that earlier in the show. But those were just two things of like, okay, where are we at? Is everything good? Let's verify everything. And the other part of it was, hey, I know something's got to happen here. The triggering event's coming.
Right.
And that's just something that's very normal in our world, right?
Yeah.
We get those calls and those visits, especially from existing clients, all the time.
Yeah.
And that's just one thing.
Yeah, there's been a bunch, one of the things, Mike, is that we had a client die, you know, last week. You know, just working with the 93 years old, sweetheart of a woman, very sad that she passed. But, you know, working through with her daughter now, who's also, you know, a client of ours on, you know, organizing and settling and all that stuff. And one of the things that I was happy about is that for a while I had been discussing with them the need to go and get mom's legal documents in order, you know, for her estate planning and stuff like that. And, you know, she told me that they, you know, that they did indeed, you know, went and had that taken care of. So it's going to make the situation a lot easier now that those documents are coming along. And the reason I wanted to bring that up is that she was 93, but she wasn't sick. She didn't wake up. All right. She and the way her daughter tells me, she had a great day the last day doing what she loves doing, went to sleep that night and just didn't wake up the next morning. So she wasn't sick. And my point in saying this to everybody is that you just don't know. So get those legal documents done and, you know, it and know that it's done and taken care of. You can always change them if you want to change them. But we've seen too many situations where people have passed away and the legal documentation has not been completed. And it really does leave a mess or a more difficult time for the people who are left behind.
Yeah. And you know, Doug, I'm just going to add to that, that, you know, you and I, Wealth Management Group, practicing over 20 some odd years. The show's been on for, you know, over 20 some odd years. And, you know, in the beginning, not too many people died. All right. And this may sound stupid coming out of my mouth. I don't mean to be coming across that way, but not many people died. You know, it's just younger. But as time has gone on, right, and it's 20 something years, that's what I'm alluding
right.
to. You know, you and I, unfortunately, have are worked on many people passing away, cases like this,
right.
you know, stuff going on, and it's become quite regular. So the more and more time has gone on here and, you know, and people passing away, we're seeing more and more, you know, everything from people botched beneficiaries to, you know, not having documents or not doing, not executing something or to having it properly done. Okay. You know, many of our, you know, existing clients have it properly done because we're kind of sticklers on that. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
And we don't do it.
Right.
Like, we're not attorneys.
Right. No.
We don't draft
no.
documents, you know?
No. Yeah.
We believe that it's part of a good, sound overall financial strategy to have this all in place.
And the other thing I've been really, really pressing and being a stickler on is power of attorney.
Yeah.
Okay. Because we've had people, you know, incapacitated here and sick and all that type of stuff. So as people are getting older, thank goodness, right? We love that. The older, nice, ripe old age, you know, we all want to get there. But there's some work that's attached to it.
Right.
And you and I have been seeing quite a few of those cases of late. And I don't think it's going to slow down anytime soon because we're all living a lot longer. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. I had another conversation with somebody who's not a client yet, but is aware of what it is that you and I, you know, do for a living. And I just wanted to pick my brain and, you know, a business owner and not an unusual circumstance, Mike. It's I think people in this circumstance think it's unusual, but it's really not an unusual circumstance. And what I'm about to tell you is that one or two of the children work in the business and other children do not have anything to do with the family business. And the whole struggle about being fair and being equal yeah. with their inheritance planning is, you know, it's a challenge to them because they love all their children equally because just because one's in the business and another one's not in the business. Mm-hmm. So they love them the same. They want to be, you know, equal to them, but they also want to be fair because is it fair to the one in the business who's been busting her back, you know, to build this business alongside to then in turn have to share that, you know, business with, you know, brother or sister. So, you know, they wanted to know if we had any different strategies or ideas that they could do for, you know, inheritance equalization planning, that kind of stuff. And, you know, I think that, you know, ultimately, if we sit down with this family, we could really bring some good ideas for them.
Oh, yeah. You know, and that's what we do, Doug. And, that, you know, they're not the only ones. That's very common for family business.
It's a lot more common than
right.
people think.
Correct. Absolutely. And yeah, that's there's one for you. And, you know, Doug, just overall, like, you know, what's going on? It seems like so many different things, and it's racing through my mind. Have somebody, hey, I just retired here in July. How do I handle my 401k is out there? You know, have another couple coming in, existing couple. Think maybe let's turn on some more income. Want to get, you know, more income through the door. We think it's time now. Just a lot of things and a lot of activity. But no matter what it is, I'm just happy that people are taking action and there's activity and they're doing, you know, like, and for everything we're seeing people for, it's for a very good reason. And thank goodness.
Well, it's, you know, it's leads to the point, Mike, where you and I had a conversation and we said there's been a lot of client service work going on lately,
yeah,
doing stuff for existing people because there's things going on in their lives. I mean, listen, we've also been, you know, gathering together, you know, paperwork to help people send them out some of their funds for to pay college tuitions, too. Right. That's going on right now, too. People have to make their initial tuition payments to the colleges.
Yeah. I mean, I did it for one of my clients. One of my best friends just did it. So it was a thrill. It was a kick, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. It really, really is. So there's a whole bunch of different circumstances going out there. And then, you know what, I know I'm monopolizing or what have you talked to people about lately, but conversation in our own household that just recently went on, and it got spurred by somebody we know got hurt. And so Michelle said to me, she goes, do we have disability insurance? You know, and started, you know, talking about that because, yeah, you know, you saw this person got hurt and now, you know, not going to be able to work for a while. And so, you know, I take care of that stuff. She doesn't. But, you know, I said, yeah, you know, I've got disability insurance. You know, we went over it and, you know, educated her a little bit about it. But disability insurance doesn't get spoken about enough, you know, Mike. And it really is important. People are, yeah, a lot of people say, oh, I get it from work. And yeah, you might get something from work, but it might not be the best, nor may it be enough.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up, Doug, because I think that really people, hey, if you do work for somebody, find out what that number is.
Yeah.
And if you don't work for somebody, you better do something about it, okay? And you know, it's one of those, like, you know, I put that in the same file as, you know, the power of attorney and all that type, yeah, of stuff. Nobody really wants to talk about it or do it, but boy, if it comes up, you know, it's tough. It's a backbreaker to get caught in a bad spot.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you know, Mike, the reality is you know, people insure their houses and their cars and all that, but isn't your best asset your ability to earn a living when you boil it all down? So, you know, you should make sure that that's, you know, insured properly. And one of the other, you know, tips that I want to tell you is that if you go to work and you find out what they pay, be thorough about your investigation. And what I'm going to tell you, what I mean by that is that they may tell you, yeah, you get 66% of your pay. All right. But they may leave out the part up to a maximum amount. So it may say you get 66, you know, I'm making up a number right now.
For two weeks.
You get two thirds of your pay up to a maximum, right, of $4,000 a month.
Right.
Well, if you make 100, if you make 120, if you make 200, right, that's probably not going to do it for you.
Yeah.
But most group insurance policies like that have a monthly cap,
sure,
on it.
Sure. Yeah, no, it's a great point. There is a cap, and you know, but you have to investigate it. You have to look into it. I'm glad you brought it up, Doug, because a lot of people let it go. And folks, if you don't know, you should know.
Yeah, you owe it to yourself to take a peek and, yeah, see. And, you know, I don't find, my own opinion, I don't find disability insurance, especially if you already have some at work, to buy some supplemental disability insurance, I don't find it to be an expensive proposition. But you do owe it to yourself to take a peek at that.
Absolutely.
What else, bud?
I'm trying to think here, Doug. Now you caught me off guard. What else is going on? People talking a little bit about... were shocked with their tax situation last year,
mm-hmm,
wanting to sit down as a business owner, what can we do to, you know, on a tax purposes, what type of investments we can do, you know, again, coordinating with the CPA, sitting down, saying, you know, the CPA telling them you need to do something. Okay.
Right.
So the question falls back to us. Okay. Well, if I do this, you know, what can I do? what type of investments, because people get, you know, they get confused. Like, well, I don't get it. Like,
should I do a 401k for my employee? Should I do a simple IRA? Right. You know, whatever.
And what am I allowed to invest into? They don't even know what they're allowed. You know, so many people think, oh, you know, I want to get an IRA. I got to run down to the bank.
Well, a lot of people think an IRA or a 401k is an investment.
Right. Exactly. So they don't understand it could be, you know, whatever.
Yeah, for all intents and purposes, the easy way I like to describe it is that, you know, an IRA basically is like a bird cage, if you will, with the IRS being the cat. You put any kind of bird you want inside of that cage. Yep. A lot of people don't understand that. You know, they think, oh, I just got to get one of them IRA birds.
Yeah, and Doug, I'm finding that too also.
That was pretty funny. You should have laughed at that.
I'm also finding it too, Doug. People are feeling that way with sometimes brokerage accounts. They don't understand, like, they think that that's an investment, and they don't understand it's what's inside of it's the investment.
Correct. It's merely a holding vehicle.
Right.
So just like an IRA is merely a way of titling an account to identify it for tax purposes.
Yeah.
Right? And you could put almost any investment you want inside of that IRA.
I mean, so to roll back here a little bit is, you know, we're talking about the good economy, things going good. There's business owners out there that are doing well. You know, and they're having these talks with their tax professionals, and they're saying, you know, hey, come on, you got to do something here, you know. So that's what's going on.
Right. So, you know, there's a lot of interesting stuff that is happening and that we've been talking to people about. And the reason we do this segment of the show, folks, is because we want to emphasize to you that people talk to us about a broad range of subjects. Now, one of the problems, excuse me. One of the problems that we think is that people often, you know, hear, oh, okay, financial guys, it's just, you know, it's investments, you know, and, you know, yeah, that's part of the, you know, what we do. But money is really what we try to, you know, help people with, and, you know, smart uses of your money, and what are you doing with it, and what are different avenues or ideas or strategies that you can use with your money to help you accomplish your objectives.
And Doug, we try to bring our experiences, what we go through day in and day out, and we try to share it with you so you think and maybe apply it to your situation if it applies.
Right. Or say, hey, you want to know something? Maybe I'll call these guys and I'll, you know, they can help us out.
Yeah.
You know, either way, and, you know, it's just that we want you to make sure that you're paying attention to your dollars and you're doing the, you know, you're doing the right things for yourself out there. And the other thing is that we really try hard to make it simple. All right, because I think it's easy. I think one of the easiest things in the world is to take a simple issue and make it seem complex. Right? I could take a simple issue, make it seem complex, and make it seem like you're a genius. Right? Oh, this is so complex. Da da da. We don't want to try to do that. We want to take the complex issues and make them simple for you to understand. Because if it's simple for you to understand, we believe that there's a higher probability that you're going to implement the strategy and, you know, give yourself a good chance of accomplishing the objective.
Well said.
All right, let's hop to a break. Right back.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722.
That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
Folks, welcome back. Glad that you are, you know, spending your time here. I know that I say that a lot during the show, but I am. I am glad that you spend your time and you listen to the show. And Michael and I hope that we bring you a lot of, you know, value. And, you know, Mike, at the beginning of the show, you know, we talked about the, you know, the current markets and economic situation and earnings and you know, that kind of stuff. And that's typically how we lay the show out, right? We're going to give you, you know, current financial related events typically at the beginning of the show. And then from there, we're going to take it on to strategies and ideas and thoughts. And the whole gist behind this program is to get you to think about your money. But thinking about your money alone does nothing for you. You have to take some sort of action.
Yes, absolutely, Doug. And just to get back into our show a little bit here, is you're right, is, you know, we do that opening segment. People over the years have asked us, what do you think about the economy? What do you see? The market was up, the market was down. You know, was it a knee-jerk reaction? Is the world coming to an end, right?
Yep.
We've gotten killed with those questions. So you and I over the years said, let's do a kind of current events, if you will, right?
Yep.
I mean, pretty fair to call it that. You know, what's going on? What happened this week? What's new? How'd the quarter end? You know, that type of thing. And then you're right. We get topical, right? We try to bring you some good information to let you think. And, you know, does it apply to me? Maybe it doesn't apply to me. But it's something good, right? This week we talked about RMDs, right? Required minimum distributions.
So let's just rehash for a second. What is a required minimum distribution?
Well, it's when you turn 70.5 out of your IRA, you have to take a distribution by law, right, that the IRS
yep.
requires. And, you know, we talked about, I'm not going to get into all the nuance of it, but we talked about what do you do, what has to be done, that type of stuff. We have a great simple piece that we're offering out this week, right? If you get it, I think you'll be all the better for it. If you
yep.
call in and read it and get you more knowledge, I think it's excellent. It's very simplified. So, you know, we talk about that. And then we always do, hey, what have you been doing lately? Which is us interacting either with our clients or new clients or people just even talking to us out there and
yep.
saying, what about this? What about that? And when you think about it, what I just said, folks, it becomes very logical, right? We get you, we bring you current events, we give you some education, we tell you how it's some of this education is applying to people.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, we're trying to educate you and motivate you. And we say that every week, and people are probably sick and tired of us hearing it, but we're going to keep saying it. Just like what you just said, you may think about your financial situation, but if you don't take action, you really didn't do anything.
You did nothing. You know, knowledge without action is just, it's a waste.
I mean, Doug, it's great that maybe, all right, I'm thinking about my situation and maybe I know I need to do something. But if you don't take that step.
Right. And the step where I'm referring to right now is reaching out to us. Because I know that most of you don't have the time, the knowledge, the wisdom, or the skill to try to do this on your own. So the action that we want you to take is to reach out to us to let us help you with this stuff.
And, you know, Doug, over the years, too, there's so many things out there, too, people reaching out to us that they think, like, I don't know what they think. They put things in their mind about, like, you know, they wouldn't want to talk to me, or I can't ask them that, or whatever you think to discourage yourself. Don't. Okay? Because we that's one thing we do with the show is we do that. We want you to reach out. Yes. You know, we want to help your situation. Yes. You know, we want you to become clients. Absolutely. You know,
sure.
I'm not hiding that. That's great. I mean, so many people over the years that we've met, 20 some odd years on the show, that people that have worked with us and stuff. So just, you know, think about it and take action, because if you don't take action, it's kind of wasted.
Yeah, yeah, you know, 100%. So you're always welcome to have a complimentary consultation with us with no cost or no obligation, you know. And you pick the phone up, you give a call, 855-262-3722. That number is 855-262-3722. And, you know, Mike, you mentioned this required minimal distribution piece that we told people about during the, you know, the second segment of the show here. And I'd love to send this out to you, you know, and we, one of the things that we try very hard to do is to go and find good information, shareable information that we can give to the layman so that you can understand this stuff. And this piece is a great piece related to required minimal distributions, as well as related to how to handle inherited or beneficiary type IRAs.
Yes.
You know, so that's very, very important. Now, Mike and I are co-founders of Wealth Management Group. We founded a Wealth Management Group in the middle of the 1990s because we felt that there was a need for people to get, you know, objective guidance, you know, related to their money. So we started Wealth Management Group. I think we were kind of ahead of the curve as far as wealth management goes, you know, is concerned, taking a holistic approach to your financial life. I believe that because we're the only ones that you could meet that are Wealth Management Group LLC here in New Jersey, you know. So we have offices throughout the state, as well as we're old school. We make house calls. So you can always be, you know, welcome to call us and a house call. If you're a business owner, we'll come and sit with you at your, you know, your place of business if that's what you would like as well. And, you know, just really try to get people going down the right path and accomplishing what they want to accomplish. Our website is wealthmanagegroup.com. Again, that's wealthmanagegroup.com. You can go check that out. Michael, anything you want to add here?
No, just, you know, have a good week, everybody, and, you know, take some action, right?
Yep. We're going to wrap it up, folks. Until next week, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
Hey, Pete, what's going on? You look worried.
I'm not worried. I'm just confused. I don't know what to do about my business when I'm not here anymore. As you know, my son Mark is running the place now.
Yeah, I know. He's doing a great job. So what's the problem?
Well, my daughter is doing a terrific job, too, raising her children. A much harder job. But she doesn't do anything with the business, so Mark really deserves to get the business. But if I do that when I die, they won't receive an equal inheritance.
Oh, I get it now. Yeah, that is an issue. But, you know, I hear that Doug and Mike over at Wealth Management Group help business owners with such issues. I understand that they have a team of people who understand the issues that people who own their own businesses face, just like this one. In fact, I'm pretty sure I heard them speak about this exact issue on the radio. Let me give you their number, 732-340-1410. Write it down, 732-340-1410.
Okay, I got it. 732-340-1410. I'm going to call them right now. Thanks. 732-340-1410.
Thank you for calling Wealth Management Group. How may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to set up an appointment.
Wealth Management Group is designed to help you with any financial issue you face. With offices in many locations and their house call option, it makes them very easy to work with. Call now, 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410. Once again, 732-340-1410. Call now.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated, and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.